The cool bias thermometer that the National Weather Service continues to use at the airport is about 2.5 degrees too low, which means that the official climate records are being processed knowing this thermometer is too cool. We are joined now by Hugh Johnson, who is a retired meteorologist, formerly with the National Weather Service in Albany. Hello, Hugh. So, Hugh, what does it mean that the airport is using an inaccurate thermometer?
Yes, Hugh Johnson here. Thank you for having me on, and thanks everyone for listening. And well, here's the funny thing. The thermometer, see, it's complicated because they are using what's called an ASOS thermometer, which stands for Automatic Surface Observation System. So it's more than a thermometer. It's actually a very integral computer system that can take self observations all the time and things like that. But the bottom line is, I got two emails today from officials in Washington, not at our office, but in Washington, D.C., that claim that the sensor itself is not the problem, but they didn't say what was. But the bottom line is, either way, is the temperature at the airport is reading approximately 2 to 2.5 degrees too low compared to what other temperatures are around the area. Now, how do I know this? I look at other Maisonet scale temperatures around the area. I look at my own thermometer. I have a Davis thermometer. I've had that since 2010, and I've been keeping records for almost a decade with it. And I have some other friends, and we compare our high temperatures and lows, and I usually find them 3 degrees warmer. Maybe my thermometer is probably not perfectly accurate either, for sure. But, you know, again, it seems like everyone else is showing temperatures a little higher than the airport in and around the capital region. And our temperatures are more closely aligned to Glens Falls, which is 50 miles north, I should say, and Pittsfield, which is due east, but they're about almost 1,000 feet higher in elevation than we are. So there is definitely a problem with this thermometer, and it has been a known entity. It started July 18th, 2020. I remember the weekend. It was a hot weekend. And I'm like, why is the airport suddenly cooler than me? And it was, and first I thought it was just some weird local effect, but it happened day after day. And that weekend, I think I got up to 98. The airport only got up to 94 on Sunday. That I might have had what was called a solar spike late in the day, but it was definitely hotter than what the airport said. And interestingly enough, if you look at the temperatures for the last 6 months, every month has been cooler than normal since March. Now, we all agree July, we probably all realize July was a little cooler than normal, no doubt about it. But August was not necessarily cooler than normal. It was a little bit above normal for the 30-year total or 30-year average. And June was as well. But you wouldn't see that if you looked at the climate record from Albany Airport, because they're still using that 2.5 degree bias in the climate data.
So why is the staff at the National Weather Service in Albany not doing more to sort of, you know, correct this problem? And how concerned are you this is going to, you know, negatively impact upon our, you know, analysis and understanding of climate change?
Very good questions. As far as the staff goes, I know they are on to it. They are not the problem. They have expressed their concern. It's very complicated. The Weather Service, there's a lot of different tiers. They did replace the thermometer in October, October, I believe 14th or somewhere in mid-October. And I remember my former boss sent me out what's called a public weather statement claiming they did this. And unfortunately, the thermometer was still just about, the first one was probably a little worse, maybe a half degree cooler. And this one was not as bad. Believe it or not, are you ready for this? If the temperature is within 5 degrees of what they consider perfectly accurate, it doesn't even have to be swapped out. The technicians there have said that time and time again. So they only do it if they're forced to do it. Okay, that's kind of where the attitude I remember even when I was there that they had, that they would, you know, they would do stuff when they were told to. But if they said, hey, we don't need to change the thermometers, it's within 5 degrees of tolerance. But that's just crazy because, as we know, the Earth's warming just 2.5 degrees Fahrenheit. If we take an average across the whole globe, that is almost a catastrophic warming. It's certainly a significant warming. So why would you take the temperature knowingly cooler and keep it that way? So I think the staff has their hands tied. I really do. When I've talked to them about it, I can see their blood pressure literally going up. They're like, they cringe and like, oh, we've done what we can do. And it's frustrating for them. So that's why I thought it'd be good to bring it on the show to let people know that there is a problem. And you know, again, not to go behind them or above their heads, but just to, you know, make it aware to the public that we have a problem at the Albany Airport.
Hugh, just a quick question there. I understand the staff at the weather station is pretty frustrated now, but who's yes. responsible for the accuracy of this thermometer? Who holds the responsibility?
I think, well, you know, the forecaster in charge, you know, the meteorologist in charge probably would be the start, but, you know, it basically goes above that. You know, we have our, you know, we have the weather stations. There are about 100 different weather stations in the country, give or take. And then above that, you have down in Silver Spring, you have the headquarters of the Weather Service, and you have the climate part of the headquarters. And that's where I got some emails today from some folks down there. So they actually kind of, you know, basically, you know, the people of the MIC can suggest that there's a problem. And again, they're the ones that, you know, they're the ones hold accountable, but the people above them are the ones that decide, okay, well, we're going to make this change or not. So it's not straight from the office. It goes higher than that. And I know I worked for the Weather Service for 30 years. So I feel their pain in some ways because I know it just, but you know, when I was there, now here's another thing. I have to say this fairly is that there was talk that the temperature was 1 to 2 degrees too warm before the change out in July 18th of 2020. And I agree that it was probably a degree too warm based on what I was seeing in my thermometer. So it's like, why can't we just get the darn thing to be accurate? And it's not that hard to do. It's a very basic instrument. It's not, you know, you go to Walmart, you can get a thermometer. It's almost spot on at Walmart. I mean, but because it's an ASOS and because it's more complicated, they claim it's not the sensor. But they don't really say why it's off by 2 degrees. Because I'm reading through these emails, and that's what I'm getting at. So it's frustrating. Believe me, I'm frustrated too, and I'm not even working there.
Well, unfortunately, you were out of time. Maybe Congressman Tonko will be listening to this show, and we'll try to get action. But you, I understand, we'll probably have you back on in the future, giving us more insights
Absolutely.
About the weather.
Absolutely. And I called his office today, and I actually had a very nice conversation with an intern there about it. So. Maybe something will happen. We'll see.